So first of all, let us generate the altruistic motivation of the bodhicitta, by which we think that we are going to establish all our kind parents of the past to awakening. And then in order to do that, we are going to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings. And this time, The teachings we're going to receive are on Tara, the novel Tara. So first of all, let us generate the right motivation as well as the correct conduct or the right conduct in order to receive these teachings. So today we are going to receive the empowerment of the novel Tara, Green Tara. And this morning we are going to as preparation in pre preparation to receive the empowerment, we will learn a little bit about the history of Tara, about the benefit of this practice, about the benefits of receiving the empowerment, and so on.
哦，真的，他托马学姐啦，他的恰这边告诉，什么东西看得到子？那恰的，因为他们家呢，他们你都知道个啦，他希腊是那些，也的他应届全部用的希腊动漫，真的，他的希腊孙子就他真的给，真的给贡献的热是吧？你他们都想他比如掌握一下子，真的，多少啦，几多？人把垃圾的，你看的他们损多不了吧？那你告诉这把的都不告诉，俺让旅游方少不给的呢？少些吧，买进吧，那么用的他留给咱们的地方嘛不少过来，第一个地方他们就到处网上，人把垃圾他们就会告诉的呢，俺给他的这个那个慢慢的用的嘛。少几把对嘛，少几把买进吧，两把，没上把就把嘛，说吧，他就说留给这块的啊，但人把老
那
在家里面告诉的呢，主要的他嘛，这个他的这个没了，他干嘛个到那边这个样子就把老早把人准些了，他这块钱不了就是，我这块打算啥，人家你干了，他们就会告诉。你看那一级，他是那不算，那不算，他是那不算，那是老不的大吧？哦，他底数没有了，我底数给他，你这个地方大数，他那不算是那个，他那不算人家让他借给这个哪路的？你们那老百姓的三百九十三百零八那说的呢？就东北水呢，他。那么上级的电话呢？这水管电话呢？就说老板打完了，说吧，啊，这老大了，也是，啊，就说等你电话钱包也是，他就说等你电话第一个电话等于他说的，另外一就他说弄啥的，肯定存钱也是。
That's it. So, first of all, I would like to say a few words about making prostrations. So, when we are making prostrations, we are joining our palms together. And this symbolizes or represents the union of the method and wisdom. So, this union of method and wisdom is represented by joining our palms together. And this is the reason of joining our palms together. And then as we are going to do the prostration, then first we place our hands on our forehead, then on our throat, and then on our heart. So then the meaning of this is, first of all, when we are putting our hands on our forehead at the like more or less on this position, so then we think that we are purifying all the negativities that we have. We are confessing and purifying all the negativities that we have performed through our body, like all of our negative physical actions, such as killing, taking what has not been given to us, and impure sexual conduct. Or sexual misconduct. So all of these three negative actions of the body will be purified when we are placing our hands on our forehead. Then, when we are placing our hands on our throat, then we are confessing and purifying all of the four negative actions of a speech, which are lying, divisive speech, harsh words, and gossiping or talking with like meaningless talk. So all of this is purified when we are placing our hands on our throat. And then when we are placing our hands on our heart, this symbolizes that we are purifying or confessing all of the three negative actions of our mind, which is covetousness, ill will, and grandiose. So grandiose towards the Buddha practitioners, and so on. All of these would be like the three negative actions of the mind. So this would be the meaning of the positions of the hands when we are doing the prostrations.
Tene dare tam dende cha na tam ni kha la du cha ra de cha yo ga zo de ne kha la da du kha ji ga zo su gu ni ge gu ni ge ro dan che ba yo sen jen ge ta ta ga lo sen jen ge ken ba chi sen ba de sen ba pen ba sa ma da gu ni ge gu ni de ka le sa na na zhi ge ge da ng ma long ju zo ge gu ni ge de ne ro dan che ba yo sa da zhi ge ge de ga ra de mi bi su zu ja ne zhi gu se ba ra 엔 심진기 동치 그거 두고 돼서 아 먼저 보고 그래서 하는 거딱 스피드 때 계속 해야 되겠더니 많이 추위시 근데 대과 맞이 아 대과 포함 개화 쪽 세다 근데 계속 남도 시에네 옐로 먼저 보고 그것이 그랬대 꾸니 이건 어떤지 같이 했어 나도 꾸순도 시에 그랬어 꾸순데 제당 하나도 메상 꾸순데 랑지 상도 유도 메상만 추위 그거는 알아준다. 룰란드가 중국의 차들아. 내 논주 도고 그거는 다 인치어 마시아 대지. 내가 다 특주지 그거는 특주지 그거데 다 샌드를 하는 샌드. 상기기 이게 상기 톱. 근데 그손자 그손 랑제스요. 아즈 다 그손 여름에 봤다. 그 희에다 그래. 그때 여름 맞은 원이 그 희에서 이제 다 근데 쉬어져요. 다 이제 쉬어져 막 갖다 줘서 그 희대 나랑도 참 그래서 이나 다 다들 탐만 되네. 특화하지 그래서 다 로던 진행인데 소고당 아 주비고당 농조도 이 그 이게 되는 로던 지그래서 된 그 이게 로던 지 그거 탐만 가지 그거 어디데 중재 되는 그래서
And then, after we finish the prostration and we separate our hands, the moment that we are separating our palms, this actually it means it represents the wish to achieve the two kayas or the two enlightened bodies for the benefit of sentient beings. It is kind of making the wish: may I attain the two kayas so that I am able to perform the benefit of sentient beings. So what are the two kayas? The two kayas in this case would refer to the nirmanakaya, which is the body of emanation through which we perform all kinds of activities, enlightened activities for the benefit of sentient beings. And then the sambhogakaya, these are, when we are talking about the two kayas, we would be talking about these two, nirmanakaya and sambhogakaya. And the sambhogakaya, it is actually referring to the enlightened speech, which is explaining the Dharma, practicing the Dharma, and also like by through abandoning all negativities and cultivating all virtuous actions. So that would be also the explanation of the Dharma in terms of the enlightened speech. That would be related to the Sambhogakaya. And then there are actually also the three kayas, which is on top of that, on top of these two kayas, then there would be the Dharmakaya. So that is actually what the Buddha, when the Buddhas have these three kayas, they attain these three kayas, which is the Nirmanakaya related to the enlightened body, the Sambhogakaya related to the enlightened speech, and the Dharmakaya, which is related to the enlightened mind, which is the realization of the enlightened mind. And then there is also the fourth kaya, which is the inseparability of all of these three, which is the Svabhavibhagaya, or the essence kaya. And this is the inseparability of these three, the Nirmanakaya, the Sambhogakaya, and the Dharmakaya. So all of these three kayas, all of these kayas of the body, enlightened bodies, are actually within us, present within us. But in order to work for the benefit of sentient beings, we would need to manifest the two first kayas, which are the nirmanakaya, the body of emanation, and the sambhogakaya, which is the enjoyment body related to the speech, the enlightened speech, in order to work for the benefit of sentient beings. So that is the wish that we are making when we are separating our two hands after the prostration.
Tene maa dhruzi nyene saa toba saa tukwa waa inji min saa yenla nga di inji min saa tukwa le saa cha zibi ka zu yenla nga di saa di maa dhru na di ni cha go kaan ta cha zang cha yo chang ki yo ma le saa ta nga zu cha di li naga nyi yo kyang cha di tang kung cha si nyi yo la saa kung cha di yenla nga di kang ba lakwa yi ri wa tene toba di Di ngā tsā tu ngā dini chā tsāngi yu rī, dini kum chā rī sī. Dini sūpa tsāma dini rā rī nāna dī dī kyāng chā rī rī sī. Dī dī sū pīyāng chā yu rī sī. Dini tōpa dī ma sā tu ngā rī sā kundu wī kī sī. Kundu wī kī sā tōpa rī rō sā. Kundu yu sā na ngā rī sā chū sē rī sī. Tāmbu lām ā sā chū, dini kundu wī sā chū jīk. Bēr sā chū jīk dini tōpa rī rō sā, dini mō lām chā rī sī. Yāda sā chūp chīpa dhwā la pē mēzī kā lē kāpō bēs kāsa nā tāmbō lāṃ āchū bēs lā tō lāṃ, chū lāṃ, tōng lāṃ, kōng lāṃ, lō pē tā lāṃ āsīng chī rā yīni kā lē sā tāmbō chīpa sā chūpa bā tu chūpa nē yā yā tēne kūndu yō kī sā tēne tōpa sā tsā kūndu yō kī sā tōpa kī ōsā tēne sā mū tōng yā rē sā tēne kē pēyāng chēmbō tē pā tō mēzī pā mā rē sā yīni chā tī pēyāng tēne tōpa sā tō rā
And then when we are doing like the whole the prostration, then we are going on the floor. So then usually what we are doing is we are putting our the 5 points of our body, they are touching the floor. So these 5 points of our body are the two legs and the two arms and then the head or the forehead. These are the 5 points of our body that need to touch the floor. So then when we are getting up of the from the prostration, it's like making the wish of, may I attain the Buddhahood, which is the 11th bhumi. So it's like we are kind of making that wish when we are getting up from the prostration. So there are like two kinds of prostrations. There is the full prostration, which is stretching all of our body on the floor. And then there is the short prostration, which is like the shorter version of the prostration in which we're just putting our two hands, our two knees, and then the head or the forehead on the floor. In any case, whatever of these two versions of the prostrations that we are doing, either the long one or the short one, the wish that we are making when we are kind of getting up from touching the floor, it is, may I be able to achieve the 10 bhumis, which are the 10 levels of the bodhisattvas, and also the 11th bhumi. Because there are 10 levels of the bodhisattva and the 11th bhumi would be like Buddhahood. So it is like attaining awakening. So it's like, may I attain this 11th bhumi, this 11th level, which is Buddhahood. And then there is, for this, we need to understand that this is a whole process of progression in the path of awakening in which we go first, you know, we have to go through the five paths of the path of accumulation, the path of joining, the path of seeing or insight, the path of cultivation, and the path of no more laning. So all of this goes together with the 10 bhumis, or the 10 levels of the bodhisattva, up to awakening. So it's like, may I go through all of this process and may I attain enlightenment?
Dine di tsam dine daa toba sato dine yaa yaa langgura, di kaa su tsam langgura dangguza naa korwa laa, daa nian, daa korwa naam dine, daa dine yaa dine kwaa kwaa dine, daa dine kwaa yaa dine yaa dine maa kwaa maa, daa maa nian bachi ni dine daa yaa langgura, tarbaa, tarbi laam naa yaa daa yaa laa kong, yaa laa chogo, tar laam toba laam nyang ngay dine saa, tar laam naa chogo yoo tsam dine yaa laa, dine dine yaa 근데 선물들이 다 남고 있어요.
Olé. Ane sa chi chi di to ba so se to kap so ngan so jan la nga de sa tu tu kap su re.
Sa tu tu ba sa tu tsane ya langu ra den langu ga do korwa
A le la so la so.
korwa na la
A
ma
le la.
ta tu ta tu korwa la ma ne chi ni den thalam na do yo sa
La so la. La so. So actually, yeah, there was one thing wrong here. Actually, the wish that we are making to achieve the 11th bhumi, which is Buddhahood, it is when our forehead or our head is touching the floor. So when our head is touching the floor, it's kind of making this wish. May I achieve the 11th bhumi? And then once we are getting up, then it's a new wish, which is may I like kind of get up from samsara? May I get up from samsara, awake from samsara, and never ever come back to samsara evermore? May I achieve liberation? So that is the wish that we make when we are getting up from the prostration.
Na dine cha da de jang ja de che che gu jun zi ka le zi na ko jang da de ring bo sa mang bo sa ge le wa dine sa mang bo cho di ge sa yi zhang do lu ge zhang ga yo le wa dine cha che wa ge pen yong de da o jang ja che gu jun zi ka le zi ko do lu ma yi wa yi jun zi ge le wa sa yi ge do lu de pi si yo le wa ye zang o di zhang ga le ko lo ju lu jia lu cho ge le se da di pen yong de di ji ni jang ja che de 그래서 공자스나 그 사 중중들이 그거 어디 빈 캐버 빈들이 있어
그래, 슈퍼 춘추녀나, 에?
어 답에
슈퍼
공자 되나 공자
다
그냥
내려서
공자 되나 사 중중이라 양자 되는 사 뭐여 되니
라오
들으려지 장가 된데 콜로 줄이 잡아 더아 답변 되는 요리 사 어디 송이 그래서
내려서 And then also, as for the benefit of the prostrations, when we compare the benefits of making the long prostration, when we are stretching our whole body on the floor, then it is said that it is much more beneficial than doing the short version of the prostration, because when we are stretching and like laying down completely on the floor, our body is touching like all of the like these different pieces of earth. So as many pieces of atoms or particles of earth that our body is touching when we are making the prostration, then as many probabilities we have to achieve the a state of a chakravartin, which is like a universal king. So this is like the comparison in terms of merit. The more our body touches the floor while we are doing the prostration, more merit we are accumulating. That is why it is way better to make the full prostration touching, like laying down completely on the floor, than doing the short version of the prostration.
Tene chaa tse te maa ku ku chi yaa laa laa su ku tangi ku jaa maa wachaa ki raa. Ni ka tu tsaa tangi ee diyo nyoo maa ku tsaa tsaa tangi ee ndi khun tsaa tangi dhibaa chaa nii. Tsaan tui tangi chaa xing. Tene so zon luu ka naa tsaa taa tu zo ee naa xiwaa taa. Tene gom kyaa naa yaa long tangi umar tsui ni gom kyaa naa yaa. Tene tsaa tangi chambo shaa dhiyo. Tene yaa wu yung kare. Tese luu ee ki tsaa tangi ee ki. Dhubha, nyamu tsa dhan dhubha dhubha dhini, nyundi nadha na desh hii, dhini, chu jiya dha, gom kya ka ka su dha, gom tu dho dha, sem tu dha, yabu niya ka dhini, pinyu yu, song yu resi dha. Long dhan ji, long dhe, uma tsa ngan, tsa sum yu ra, tsa uma, roma, kya ma, tsa dhe, long dhe dho, tsa tam ji dhi, nyamu tsa dhan dhubha dhubha dhubha dhubha dhini, long dhe uma niya ya dhuwa dhini, nga dha dho, semba, dewa dha, sarwa, gom kya na, desar mi dho. Tā tewā sarvā ki tēn, tōkwa tu tō ngāntu chār kiri kēs. Bō tēne tēne kēngi kōrē sī rā.
And then also, when we are doing the prostration many times, we are prostrating once and again, once and again, once and again. This means that we are like every time we are getting up, it's like we are liberating beings. We are like liberating and freeing sentient beings. And also, for ourselves, it is said that it is very good for our health in terms of it dissipates all kinds of illnesses. Because throughout doing this practice of the prostration, our channels, our inner channels, will be straight. And then, thanks to this, all of the energy which is kind of circulating in the channels will be also free, like it will be freely, canalized. And then the afflictive emotion, there are like different kinds of energy or lung winds. So then the afflictive winds will be liberated, and also the knots that are in the energy, the like energetic knots in a way, they will also be freed and liberated. And this will help us to achieve like a more stable state of mind through this working of the channel. So we have three channels in our body, which is the central channel and the two channels which are on the side. So through the prostrations, what we are doing is we are reducing the winds or the energies of the afflictive emotions, and we are increasing the energy of which is going to bring us happiness and realization.
Tātēngi mārātō tsāma chū chūngyū jī yīnzāng, chū bā yīnzāng. Yīni tū tāpārā yī kiamdō sīmbī jī chā tsē tēshī kio rā tēshī tāng. Yīni chā kaya pēngyā tū tā kiandō hā kua mē na tēshī nī tāpā yīnsā.
So many of you are like Buddhist practitioners, and you have been practicing for quite a while. So then you're always practicing refuge, and then you're also practicing the prostrations, many of you. So I wanted to share this with you in case some of you didn't know all of this meaning of the prostrations.
저는 아무도 참아도 추바 인사 추바 생에 대해 간대시 보여서나 아 쳇딜시나 추바미 나그레스다 시네 사자 셴바시 사자게 셴바시 자스 요레스이나 쳇딜시나 추바미 세시요레 당나도 통도 추바 인사 쳇딜시다 신샤 망고지나 데니추 야보르 말스라 다이나 지지 멜라나 이게 참아 로단스는 때 갈리 커버리스가 엔터 갈리에 갈리 투지티네 지지 멜라나 이게 다 대사 주어 갈리 커버리스네 추바 지당게 추 추기 집에면이 니무카나 답을 인송이래스라 니무
그래?
추기 추 추기 집에면이 니무 카르마다고 인송이래스라 제대로 차요를 당하는 줄로 수이나 다 주야다고 수는데 다 줄로 수에나 겨울에 경우달래라는 송요래 수요대 아 제단 준다 말하면 또 돈다 즉 잠바된 인제 상마도 요래 송도 요래서 얘네 다 줄로 수이나 양타버지도 진짜 니무가마다 샤도 요게서면 도서라 다 남발라 되죠 다 지디멜라도 되네 다 된다고 레스님 맞도 통화해요 말이죠라. 엔자 되네 방아도 단다고 니가 다 된다고 주주지 니 니마지나 주주 간데 간데 주시야다 주주 당나 돼야 다 직진 로당 와라. 엔세 될때 대시란 되네 세 될어 지는 지 대시 신바도 신바 신에서는 카르스는 랑조를 차 신조를 당 어떤데 야는지는 된 다들 초반 차이 말해서 예전에 체진 될으시는 현바 초반에 체들어 대지다데 다 차단인의 기도 현주 요 말해서 때 강도도 담은 만 용주동 그래서 어떤데
So, also, when we talk about Dharma practitioners, what do we mean by Dharma practitioners? It is said usually in the freedom from the four attachments in the Sakya tradition. It is usually said very common. It's a very known quote, which says, "If you are attached to this life, you are not a Dharma practitioner." All right. So let's see what does this mean. So when we're saying like if you attach to this life, you're not a Dharma practitioner. Okay, of course we cannot be like Milarepa that we like give up absolutely to our whole life and we devote our whole life to the Dharma. This might be very difficult nowadays in our society. It might be very, very difficult. It is also said that finding a diligent practitioner, it is more difficult than finding the stars during the day in the sky. It stars on the in the sky on the sky during the day. So the meaning of this, we can understand it as like, for instance, His Holiness Dalai Lama said that in all the traditions, all the religions and all the traditions, they emphasize in love and compassion. This is the main point of all religions, and this is the main point of a spiritual practice, to cultivate love and compassion. So this in the Buddhist tradition, this is also like one of the main points to develop love and compassion. So for us as practitioners, of course, we may dedicate maybe just 1 hour per day to meditation, because maybe it's really difficult for us to give up our whole life. But nonetheless, it is important to cultivate this love and compassion and to kind of be free of this attachment to to life, which means basically, when we are talking about this attachment to life, it means to be attached to oneself and to have aversion or rejection to others. So to reducing this attachment to oneself and reducing the aversion to others, this means to be a Dharma practitioner.
chikwa tila gogo yu resi, nikyala. Xin lo kari xin yuwa logo zina, rado ke zilong dachi na, tini, ta chitin zong resi ra. Ta chitin zong la, tini, tiki cha, tiki korwa la xin zong na, ta nying ji wo da soba, ta kumi dachi na, ke ta kyanu mikyala, ta kyabu yu resi. Kumi ke, hula nying ji wo tongi ra. 네 부게 메트로라 인지보다 통계라 생원에 지나 파다자는 인지보다 요래되나 남아 참마 다 짐마다 되네 차다 나다 다 참마 가능도 요마 방 삼나 요거 땅나 어디서노 땅나 하나 쭉 보이라 이는 막 쭉 보이는 거라 어디로 이나 쭉 봐 가서 쭉 봐 쭉 나오요 말했어라 근데 tā tīndī chā xuñi zhō nā tīndī khorwa lā tā, khorwa nā hōng rūg dhū, tīndī thārba tōzā mā rē zhā, tī dhūzō pāṅ gō dhā rē zhā, tīndī tīndī tāṅbō tī lā, dhūzō pāṅ wā chī gā rā tāṅbō tī mī tāṅ bā tī sū jū sā rū lā zhō bā, tīndī sā mū tāṅ gī nā, tīndī yā gu yō rē zhā, tīndī khorwa lā xī nā, xī nō mī zhā,
So then in the second attachment, in the second freedom from attachment, which is usually in these statements from the Sakya tradition, it is if one is attached to samsara, then there is no real renunciation. So usually when we talk about renunciation, we refer to the monks and nuns, so to the monastic community in general, but it also refers to us, like lay practitioners. It also refers to us in terms of holding or observing discipline, ethical discipline. For instance, how do we develop renunciation? How do we practice renunciation? So, in terms of cultivating this ethical discipline. So, for instance, whether we are a man or a woman and we are attracted towards men or women, no matter what, usually we may feel attraction towards the other person. Right, and we may feel attraction, but the way to develop this kind of wisdom, it is by being aware of the impure substances which are in the body of every person. So, of course, we are just contemplating someone beautiful out there, towards whom we may feel attracted. However, we should be aware of all the impure substances of which this person is compound, such as blood and urine and all of the, different inner organs and so forth. There is a whole meditation on, contemplating the ugly substances or the impure substances called actually the 36 impure substances of the body. So there is this meditation by which we can develop renunciation so that we are not carried away by attachment. And then we may develop the wish to achieve liberation. So there, I mean, there would be a lot to explain about this, but this is just a brief introduction.
Tene ta ta don la gen na chang se me la gi jo se de chang ta don ta nga rang ti gu ta da zang ti gu a na ti gu ta da gen da san de de chang ju sen ba cha ge yo ma re se ta chang ju sen bi nyam le de nga ra do ta ge ni ti ran do mi ja na ta ta wa ye na ta ta a ne na chang me ge ta nyam ni si ya re se ra chang ju sen ge chen bi sim je chen la no ma gi ba ta me ti fa ge ta pen ba pen pen ta ko re pen ta 뭐도 다시 좀 가는 거그 유순 다 심지어 배다야 들어 와서 때 칸에 찬조 선발라 나랑 돈다 잠오 나랑 돈다 잠사는 때 찬조 선발 차게 된 말이에요. 근데 소도 돈다 때 중종지 희엠에 희엠아 잠바디 인제 그 군데 남이 관한테네 아 메희엠아 펜도시기나 근데 찬조 선발 다 찬조 선발 차게 요래서 테마도 나랑 tōntō kiāngyō sā mē tō kiāngyā kiōng tō tō tē chāng sōm chāgī yō mā rē tā tōng hiñ nā ngā rā jī hū tō tō tā jī hū hiñ sō nō tē chāng sōm chāgī yō mā rē tē sōng yō rē sā
Then the next, the third, freedom from attachment, it is said that if one is attached to this self purposes or to like the benefit of oneself, then there is no bodhicitta. There is no mind of awakening. So this means that whatever kind of practitioners we are, like we may be lay practitioners or monks or nuns, monastic, whatever, as a Mahayana practitioner, that we are cultivating bodhicitta, we need to think about others. We need to think about how to benefit others. We need to cultivate this altruistic intention to be of benefit for other sentient beings instead of being only performing what is our own purpose. Like if we are too attached to what we want, to our own benefit, to our self, selfish motives, then there is no bodhicitta and there is no, therefore, no Mahayana practice. So, therefore, as a practitioner, we should abandon this self purpose or selfish motives and then cultivate the benefit of others through our body, speech, and mind.
Tene zimbabwe zhona tawa mezi tatatut te koshio veres, tamati tatatut. Ani tatatut zene ta tanda tanga, tanda ingo tanga ra kaum kyaya, ta kaum kyaya teresa, kaum kanti. Ani hine kasiga, sen hine kaumya ta, ani sen arangi semo taya ta, ta tesi labi yo, ten zimbabwe zhona. Ta tere zimbabwe chenpo chi, ngaya chik chenpo, ngarangi namdo. Sūdhū nāmbu kīyā, nāmbu xiār nāgī. Tā nāmbu jī kīyā wā nā, tī nāmbu kakwa la sopa. Yang mena kong yaku ji shon nga yaku chong san tiri kawa gin, tan zimba shimbo chi ki la sopa. Ta tonda di zimba di tartu gu dawa tiri, tartu dawa inda tanga di kong kuwa di yaa su di, kong di kawa tanga di sen rangba bi xa si dawa, sen gu ngu gu, sen bi, ka tanga di, nawa tamji, sen la gu ri si nga di, nawa tamji, ana di dikdin kam chi, mē dā yō nōngzhō emirigār yīne bē bē kīpō yīne nōngbā khunzhōng tsōgwa tē tōng dō rā, tē tōng dā yā tēngā rā sēm kī nāwā rī mā tō tōng dāmbā chūgwa yō mā rī rā rā nāwā dō sēm, sēm dē kī tōngbā khuānā kī tōng dō rā sī rā sēm, sēm dē ngā wā jī na sēm tō tō chūgwa yō mā rī sēm kō rā jī kī sōg chūgwa yō sēm tōng bā rā sēm tōng bā tōng bā dē mē jī kī sō xio jā mā rī ngā rā tēng rī kī bā rā wā jī kī sō nē nē dāi chūjiā māngu dēn sōyī rā kō tōngwā dēr dūndūb chūyōng dēn, dūndūb chūyōng dēr yēs. Yīn zāng dēnē, dūndūb dēr nāmhī ngā rā dō kāndē chī nē, sāngyē kōmbā kāndē dō būdā wā kāndē dō gō sā nāmhī ngā rā dō kō dūndūb dēr rāng rōr dō dō gō rē, dō rā rāng rōr dō khurāng khurā dō rō rē sā. Dūndūb rāng rōr dō rā. Dūndūb rāng rōr yīn zā, dē rā ngā rā dō sēm dē, rā ngā rā dō sēm dē tā bō yā wē kā sō, dzīmbā chēmbō chī dē nā dēnē, ngā kōm yā bō rā yī mā rē sā rā. And sem de zan de chuk de wa de kato su kato la so be chuk de wa tinde zan yin ma re zimba zimba jong ta wa me se ta de zimba che ta chu jo nga gom ko ge na den de re ne ji da de na mi ka ge ji na na de mi ji na na de mi ka me ga jong de sem la nya zimba shin ba ji de wa ka me ga de cha na e pa jo de ngen na ba kan de ji zimba shin ba ji ta de chi na de zimba jong de ta wa me den de chi ya yo ma re dīmbā chīpa chīya mā tō, kōṁ kōr kīya nā nē, ā rā sēn dī ngōbō, ngōbō lā tā nī mā tō, kō rī sā rāṅ bāb lā kīya nī mā tō, nī jīg mē jī sēn dī kā, dī nē kā kwa lā sō bō, kēng kā nē zhūn dā chā kī nē dā nē rū sī sā, dī lā kō kō rā rāṅ bāb lā kīya yā mā tō, mē zā dī nē dzīmbā chā nā, dī nē dzīmbā chī dī nā ngā rā tō kōṁ yā bō rā kīya bō rā kī mā rī dī nē
Donde el lundrup randrol que cola de sem que cola su ibe.
No, lundrup. Lundrup randrol de cara. Sem tumba, tumba lundrup. Lundrup de randrol, randrol de cara.
La so.
Tawa de cara, zimba su na tawa me se. La
so.
Que namba sam de tawa do de lundrup randrol de cara. Tatu tawa de tendes de se.
So then the fourth statement of these four freedoms is it is if we are attached to the fixation or to the identification, then there is no vision, there is no vision, there is no view. The view is not present. So this refers to the realization of the view, which is actually what we are going to cultivate during the meditation. So the view, we're talking about the ultimate view of emptiness, which is when we are progressively, like in the progress of our practice through the meditation of Sine, Calm Abiding or Samatha, and then Lakdon, and the profound view of Vipassana. So then when we are meditating, if we have fixation in the sense of we have some kind of identification or even expectation, so that we think, oh, I want my thoughts to stop, or I want to have a very good meditation. And then if we have a very good meditation, then we identified with that experience. We identify or we fix. We kind of get attached to that experience, to good meditation, then that is not the view. So this means that all appearances are the mind. So all appearances are the manifestation of the mind, a magical display of the mind, and therefore all appearances are empty. So whatever we perceive, no matter what, for instance, when you are in the States, in the United States, and then you live in a very prosperous place, in a very prosperous prosperous country in which you have all kinds of abundance and prosperity and so on, then no matter what you are perceiving with your eyes and your, all the appearances, all of these appearances are empty. They lack true existence, or they lack like an inherent existence. So that is what we call appearances and emptiness. So this is all in the mind. This is all like this. This is all kind of a magical display of the mind, and which is also kind of a conclusion that even these days the scientists are getting into this conclusion, how all the appearances are empty in the sense that they lack true existence, and everything, all the appearances are just like a mere spontaneous display, which are liberated by themselves. So therefore, as practitioners, we should recognize that all appearances are empty, and then we should recognize that the mind itself, it is also empty. We cannot identify the mind in terms of color or shape or whatever. It's like mind is also the nature of the mind. It is also empty. Therefore, if we are fixating to the mind as being truly real, then there will not happen, this self-liberation will not happen. So therefore, it is said that the when there is fixation or identification, there is no view. And therefore, in order to cultivate this view, we need to practice through the recognition of the true essence of the mind by resting in equipoise, in the natural state of the mind, and being free of, like the different states of, like just being free of fixating to the different movements of the mind. And therefore, that would be the view, cultivating the view. Because otherwise, as long as there is fixation or identification, there will be no view.
awalaso dine da dine kap babala choma jang go chonjang ge kongur chawa de kongur ya de insa dine choma jang go de chonjang de khande chong le se na dine da karpa mambu nge da sangye ngata tadi ke karpa ta de chitu chitu ko je tu ke jamare karpa chik ni tambu ni ba sam karpa mambo yora mo karpa thomo bu de je na pa je tene sanji ngata che ba shon shon le sa sanji ngata ka zo de ne kerpo pe me kerpo ngata shen bu che la de ne pmo yi da ba sing chi yore sa
Lazo.
ta ko ranjung ge kana chanju sema de ne Koranangin du Koran bas, sem sambo, tene bomo yapo. O tene si yore zira. Nen da tene kyabo la na wa hyuni tene Koran, nima rere la tendun ba, ta tongda tende nombo la. Tene nyingur hiela puni, tene tsoza tibzansi yore zira. Odi si hiela.
So, having said that, let's go now to the history of the Green Tara, which is the empowerment that we will receive today. We will receive the empowerment of a Green Tara. So the history goes like this. It is said that many eons ago, and we are talking about many eons ago, we are not talking about 1,000, 2,000 years ago. No, we are talking about millions and millions and millions of years ago, like really, like really many ages ago. There was one Buddha called the Sound of the Drum. And on those days, there was a beautiful woman. She was a princess, and she was like a bodhisattva, and she was very kind-hearted. She was really, really nice, very disciplined, very kind-hearted woman. And every day, this princess was making lots of offerings to the many monks who were the community of that Buddha.
Tene tate tukon tu gyun tu yungo jile tene ta choba nyengur hiba yin tang ne yima ji kelong tamji chanju semba ta tamji den ji ta gyaran pe me de chola chibjan tene chiba tene lu de lu tin di ton gyaran kyeba la jiru kono molan de gi yin si gyaran kyeba la kyeba ta pul gyudro gi res gyaran chola chibjan tene chiba tene Ende laba re sera.
No. So then she was always continuously making offerings to this to the monks, to this monastic community of the monks. And then because of that merit, one day the monks were kind of praising her because of all the offerings and all of her merit. But they told her, "Oh, well, that's so wonderful, you know, like because of this merit that you have accumulated, you should make the aspirations to be born as a ma in a male body next life, to be born as a man next life."
Next level na chala te lu ta ta ye ba de ra ke ba de ma hi ne lu tin de ra ke no pu yo no re se pu
Mise de la e.
me te de la me te
Oh.
de la pu yo re se
Oh, la sé, la sé.
pu yo re se te ne de la mona de bien de la re se
Hola, la sé, la sé.
te ma hi ke ba ma jin de ra
Conso que molan que agre.
Volan ya ne que era pu yo re se ne la se que no tan de en sí tan
Ale, la sé, la sé. So actually, the monks were praying so that she would become a man in that very life, not in the next life. So she didn't need to die. She was going to become a male, you know, a man, a boy in that very life. So then all the monks would sit together to make the aspiration prayers so that she could become a man instead of a woman.
Tene kongo te kyabu goma iki dawa ke o nga tende kwa nga bume dam dhuri chi ne nga dhoton chi yin sira kasi te kymze kaya zina bume ke dhoton chi ke pe nyung re kya sira te si ne ta kongo bume dam ke dhuri to me tene dhuri to chi yin sa kona tuk tende ke gire se ten chi zi choma rang hiu ke gire ta bume dam no tende ta lo ju tong san tende yin sira
And then, so then, but then this woman, Jesadawa, this princess, she replied, and then she replied, "There is no need for me to become a man in this life. I can perform the benefit of sentient beings by being a woman." And actually, there are very few women who are performing this benefit of sentient beings. So then, I will continue being a woman until I achieve enlightenment. And I will continue working for the benefit of sentient beings as a woman. And then that is how she became Tara. That is the history of Tara.
Tēngi zā tā tāndē trōngjāng sēngi tē tāndāwē tā trōngjāng sēngi tē sōrba tā dōmbā tā tēnē chōgā dōng tā jījīgā tē tēn tūs rē tē sāngi jōm tēn bē kāp sō tē gā rāng kō rā tēnē trōngjāng rāng tēnē chōng yōng rē sē rā nē tā tāndā trōngjāng tē tēnē tūk jī yurwa yurma pā nō sē tēnē sīm jīng tāngi lā tā kō rā kē tōngmā tē tsewa shimbō yōpa tēnē Tene tukje tu ngerwa ngaran tukwe choman tuwa na tene parje gen da parje tere sir tuwa tene chok ngol tanchi ngoba tot tuwa tuzo korang ke tukje molam la di kapsa tene nga kume ke tene pa lega je tan tambu mingan de se sewa damu karan na takanda tene semjen pen takin ngun re kya korang kume lutin kāna kōrāṋ sīmjīṋ pē tāgīṋ tīndrī tamchā chīgī yabu tērā tēhne nī kōrāṋ tūkchī yabu yurvā yore sī ārāṋ tūsorvā tāptu na chōmā tūntu na tīndrī pārchī tīrā sā chok ngōrū tōmchī yur tōpa wā tīndrī tēchī nī ārāṋ tū chōmā māngbō nāmbā sāñjī chōmā pē māngbō tūyndrī kī rī sī tērā tēhne tīndrī chōmā tūyndrī kīmchīn tīndrī rī sī sā hiñdā māntā pē tūkchī yabu tīndrī chī yore sī
So, That is how the Tara started. That is kind of the beginning of this history of Tara, and how the tantras of Tara began, and then also all of the practices of Tara, the ritual, the different rituals, and so forth. And also, Tara was manifest during Buddha Shakyamuni times. So this aeon of Buddha, the current Buddha. And Tara, it means the liberator, the one who liberates. And then it is, she's also known to be the swift heroine, meaning the which is she's very quick, she's very fast in performing her enlightened activity because of her compassion. And she's very brave, so that's why she's a heroine. So because of her compassion, she will be very fast and quick to perform her activity, so that clears away all the obstacles to our practice, all of our difficulties, impediments, and so on, as well as to help as sentient beings. And this is thanks to her compassion and her aspiration prayers. So therefore, due to her aspiration prayers, also she is manifested as a human, as female in a female body, because that is her commitment, to be manifested in a female body until enlightenment. So that is why this is a very powerful practice, and it is a very common, a very popular practice also, which is performed and practiced in all the all the different schools, because it is said that this is a very a special and very powerful deity.
ওলা সো জেনে দা টোমে গেলো জি তেতাম জিনিস জেনে আঙ্গ তো কাম খাই জি রে না আঙ্গ তো কম জি চা জস কম জি চা ইন সে রা আ তাতে লা তোমা তম্বো কেম রো সিং জি জি সাং জি জি তো মা জে দু আ তেল কেম রো তো সিং জি জি তা কম গারি জম তাম্বা সুন তি সিং রে বা কেম রো সিং জি জি জি নে জেনে গে মা তো
So that is a very brief explanation on the history of Tara. And then now what I would like to do, it is to do a brief short meditation with all of you. So we will start with the recitation of the refuge and bodhicitta prayer. Because as I said, whenever we do any practice, we should do it with the three excellences, and the excellent beginning is by beginning the practice, begin the practice with the excellent motivation of the bodhicitta. And now let's sit in a very straight position. So let's have a straight position in our body. And then we can place our hands on our knees, our two hands on our two knees. And just let's relax for 30 seconds. Let us put our mind relaxed in an open state without distraction. So it is very important to be relaxed when we meditate. I mean, of course, it is very important to be relaxed in anything that we do, like whatever action that we perform. It is good to always be relaxed, but particularly when we are meditating, it is important to not be kind of in a hurry, so to say, or like because if we are not relaxed while we are meditating, then we will be agitated, and our mind will be agitated, our breathing will be agitated, and that is exactly what we need to calm down and relax.
당에
Now, as we are going to meditate in Sine, kind of a calm abiding, let's focus on the sound. So let's focus on whatever you are hearing, this sound, may that sound be the focus or the object of your meditation.
Olazo ta ti tsam dine suk la dine yinne yinse. Ta suk du kari ta uzun dine nga zu gyab dine tronjang. Tronjang tanga duwa de la kya nga dine mek ta na tigiri. Ya ma ta na sen ge di tawo kong de la di rang la sen dine tronjang ku de la. Dine sen de la ne tu du na di rang la ne tu du na dine yinne yabu yu ta res. Ta zi ta de la ta di rang sen de du na. 센니르 따르지 아 넘도 힘바 샤론잖아 인지 데 야한 힘네 데세 따센데 따다지 그러니 미르스 칸다 자들 따다 센데고 나 야고 샤르 따 단다 수카베다 따 존장 쿠텔라 야만 메타나 데그 메츠나 데그 존장 쿠테 데나이 코나 데그레스 어딘데 따 수라 데니 힘네 데 인스 어 키튼스 소나
So next, we are going to do a meditation on calm abiding meditation based upon the form, the visual forms. So we are going to use the image of Tara, the green Tara. So you can either look directly to this tanka, this image of the green Tara, which is in front of you on the altar, or you can just visualize it by yourself, like just imagine it in your mind, visualize it in your mind, whatever. Either way, what is important is that we focus our mind on this image of Tara, this physical, like this form or image of Tara. And if we are able to settle our mind on this image, this is a sign that our mind is becoming stable. And however, if our mind wanders, you know, like with different kinds of thoughts, and we are distracted, and then we are not focused on the image, but we are following the different thoughts that are arising in our minds, that is a sign that our mind, it is not stable. It is not settling down. So let us do now this kind of meditation based on the form, and based in this case in the green Tara.
Tā sūmbā de lā, tā sūmbā de thāma dīng zhī rā. Sūmbā de lā, karma nyīn rā wuchī nā, yā bū yā rīs, karma nyīn rā wuchī sā tē. Tā lūndab rāng rōr rā wu, tā tē rī kē jēn bī, tūmbā, sēn tūmbā kōrāng lā, tā nyam bār xā kā wu zhī rā. Chū jī gu dī tūmbā, chūjīgū tōngbā dā tsīgī yō rē sī tēn sū, tōngbā rāng lā, nē, tā sēn dī nyā bā xā, sār tōng dzīmī, sār wā dā tōngbā, tā dī rī nā xā gu rē sī, tā dzīmī sē yō ngā tō dzīmbā mē bō, tā rī ngā mā ngā dā, dzīmbā zhōng dā tā wā, mē, lā sō wā, dzīmbā mē bō, sār wā yīmbā, tōngbā yīmbā, Tene sartong nungu dazar mitok pe ngawo, o ta nga zu di lakze dewa ta sarwa tongba, tamji ngawo di ngawo la ta ne, tene kasi go karma ii dewa ii sika. Ate nga da tongba nye la ta nye na, tazi kante ta yang tongba kolo tere nyinga chiga yore tete nani tabde kira songchuk dore waka nisi tabde songchuk nani sanyi koma togura tenza tongba tang sarwa 대산 메타 병하고 역사 동 송주 병안에 대한 것도 검 잡으래. 얘는 센 동바 인발라 때는 사와 얘네 뭐고 동바 주지 그 인바 타 뭐고 또 동바 주지 그 타로 때는 사와 메동바 메동바스나 양치 짐바메 버튼들이 와 어딘가 양까만 인나다 나때 담는다 아 치트면도 대전 빙어라 좀 내는 샤크라스 근데 좀
So next, we're going to meditate for about 2 minutes in the natural state, like just letting our mind rest in the natural state, contemplating the emptiness of mind. So it is said that the Dharmakaya, which is the body of the body of emptiness. It is described as being emptiness itself. So, in that emptiness, let us rest in meditative equipoise. So, let us come into this absorption, meditative absorption, contemplating this emptiness in itself. And this emptiness, when we are contemplating the emptiness, we should be free of fixation. Or identification. It is the same as we have said earlier. If there is fixation, there is no view. So, therefore, in this contemplating emptiness, there is nothing to identify. There is nothing to be to fixate on. And then we just rest. Rest in the essence of clarity and emptiness. Because when we are contemplating emptiness, there is nothing to find. We cannot find absolutely anything, but it is also not only empty. It is also not only emptiness. There is also luminosity. There is also clarity. And this is important, to kind of mix all together in the union of method and wisdom, the method of compassion and luminosity with the wisdom of emptiness. And that is the right understanding of the nature of the mind, which at the same time it is also non-obstructed. So contemplating like this, meditating like this, please do meditate, resting on the essence of your mind.
라서 되네 당어 말하지네 마타 되어 있으나
So now let's do all together the dedication prayers.
Okay, everyone, thank you, Cecil, for that drink. I thought you gave it to the drips, also, young up everything, the Tronjang, you want to reach you, right?
Less.
Yes, didn't
Less.
it? That the Tronjang want to do you about the cost of the rent to the Hiva, the Tata, to watch against the one here to the death, to do it, see. That kind of cut down the whole rich, but you would go. Te tsa te ma ka to ene ama de la 21 tara ke to ma ni ju tsa ji de tsar sum da ta nga ta ka ze de na nan sa ma la te pre te ga mi sha tin ri do gre se chung na tsar nga as ton ton ya go te me tsar sum da de ma ka te pe ja den do du na ni ko ra kya
Nasıl?
go na pe te ma slo le se ra de ni chi ni chung na tsar nga a jo te me na tsar sum da ja do Tata vijini edeyim. Çozo bir şevrimi sana, kenandı peyer ki şevrimi sana. Adamlı rengi tetap sana, inami rengi geliyorum ki. Şevrimi sana, tamah da günün, tamah sem günün var. Sem sambo sana, tamah pintor var. İndiye samlı tanı, ne kadar. Mandu dene mağazala ki surga tan yorri, ta derin sam, paya büce tan ri, kadan sur tan ri. Tuda tamci, ne? Kyagar la penpa, zambulin la penpa, semjin tamde la penpa, suzuk pe la penpa, dine kyoranzo chozo ki kyavrim la penpa. Dine tamay sem ki ise da kazi gyachebo ki eto na dedik penyon tebe o reko sem dike kuyonondir va. Dakar o dine reyesi ki edin zon verici.
Melissa. So we have finished the morning session, and then now I need to prepare for this afternoon. I need to do the self empowerment for myself before giving you the empowerment. So I need to do the preparations for this afternoon's empowerment. And we will start in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and we'll try to finish around 4 p.m. just like yesterday. And then, so we will have to prepare also all the substances for the empowerment. And the empowerment, it will be similar to the ritual that we did yesterday, the ceremony that we did yesterday. But today we will have to recite the praises to the 21 Taras. And we at least we will recite it 3 times. If we have time, maybe we will recite it maybe more times, maybe like 5 times. We will see how much time we have. But it would be good if you have the text so that we can all recite together. And then when you are doing this recitation of the 21 Tara praises, as well as the whole ceremony of the empowerment, it is very important that you give rise to good motivation so that it is good for yourself. It is beneficial for yourself. It is beneficial for the Dharma Center. You're wishing, prosperity. Also, not only for the Dharma Center, also for your country, for the whole world, for your family, for everyone, right? It is like all of the different practices that we have been doing together. Like yesterday, we did Mahakala. We also did the Sur practice. This morning we have been doing sang, the smoke offering. So all of this, the most, like the vaster is our motivation, the better it is. We need to give rise to very vast motivation, not only for our own benefit, but we need to wish that this practice may be a benefit for the Dharma Center, the country, the whole world, my whole family, everyone, may it be of great benefit. And then the practice will be a good practice. Lesala. Lesala, chusunyibala cheyo. So thank you all. See you later.
Thank you, Lama Mate. Thank you.